Welcome to this shifting moment. For the next little while, we want to focus on the readings and responses. These readings come from Richard's vast library of thought leaders, teachers, and spiritual guides. And after the reading, we offer up a response. A response that's designed to garner a response in your own heart. It's designed to help you wake up, help you through your afternoon, or help you wind down at the end of the day. Welcome to this shifting moment. We hope it helps.
Ronald Rollheiser, Vulnerability. One of the greatest obstacles to intimacy is our propensity to believe that others will love us only when we are impressive and strong. Because of this, we go through life trying to impress others into liking us, rather than showing ourselves to each other as we really are, vulnerable, tender, and lovable. We are forever trying to be so sensational that others have to love us. Like the inhabitants of the ancient city of Babel, we are constantly trying to build towers impressive enough to overpower others so that they can love us. This, the refusal to be vulnerable, is one of the greatest causes of loneliness. It is because of this refusal to be vulnerable that far too often, instead of enjoying friendship and intimacy with those around us, we find ourselves fencing with each other, using our talents, achievements, and strengths as weapons. Within our families and friendships, talents and strengths such as attractiveness, intelligence, wit, charm, and artistic and athletic ability become not what they are intended to be, beautiful gifts that enrich life, but instead weapons of war, objects of envy, and forces that serve to create jealousy and that alienate us from each other. Within our communities, families, and friendships, we constantly parade our strengths, our talents, and achievements in front of each other, like a military state parading its weapons of war. The surprising thing is that having done this, we wonder why we end up alienated from each other, each babbling in our own strange language. Intimacy and love will be achieved only when we stop our talent parades and give up our propensity for building towers of Babel. Only then, when we are vulnerable and others can see that we and they indeed share a common mortality, and that our strength, our talent, and achievements are not threats, but beautiful gifts that can help enrich their lives, will others move toward us in authentic friendship and intimacy. In movement away from alienation, one of the first things that we must learn to do is to risk a greater vulnerability. This vulnerability, however, is not to be confused with weakness. To be vulnerable in the true sense does not mean that someone must become a doormat, a weakling devoid of pride, going out of his way to let others know his faults and weaknesses. Nor is vulnerability to be confused with the idea of letting it all hang out, or any other kind of psychological striptease. To be vulnerable, rather, is to be strong enough to present ourselves as we really are, with all of our strengths and weaknesses, nothing added, nothing subtracted. To be vulnerable is to be strong enough to be able to present ourselves without false props, without an artificial display of our credentials. In brief, to be vulnerable is to be strong enough to be honest and tender. The person who is vulnerable is a person who cares enough to let himself be weak, precisely because he does care. Whenever we find ourselves feeling frustrated by a lack of intimacy within our lives, whenever we feel paranoid and alienated, we should examine ourselves in regard to the question of vulnerability. perhaps we are not vulnerable enough to be loved.
We're not vulnerable enough to be loved. I'd love that line. This reading makes me think about my childhood, the collective childhood that we all went through. Do you remember when you were a kid and what you loved would just pour out of you immediately? If you loved something, there was an immediate response. If you found a flower, you plucked it, you came and you brought it to the closest adult and you said, look at this, look at this. There's something in growing up that squashes that look at this and that honesty and that experience. We begin to be afraid to pick the flower and to show it to someone else. These terrible negative thoughts come into our heads that are, what if they don't like the flower? What if I can't pick the flower? What if the flower isn't good enough? What if it's not the perfect flower? These are learned fears. Stuff that we pick up along the way. I once had a therapist that told me, the only two fears that we're actually born with are the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. Those are the only two real fears that we have. Everything else is learned. And I think the beauty and vulnerability is that we begin to shed those learned fears and learn what they actually are, which are just barriers to further intimacy, to further beauty, to further honesty, to further truth. They're in the way of who we need to be. So as a response today, I dare you to pick that flower and show it to someone. To be honest about what you love, what you're interested in, to let yourself pour out, because the world needs more of you desperately.